Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coffee and Cream with Rogers and Benning on Hale Varsity Radio.
Denver does have a timeout, but they're not using it. 4 seconds. Murray, step back, three-pointer. Won't go. Fight for the rebound, Martin, and it's over. The Miami Heat have tied the NBA Finals.
We gutted out one on that home court, so time to go back to the 305.
That series tied at one apiece. It was a wild weekend on the college baseball scene as well. Nobody looks better than Wake Forest after they just completely manhandled their opponents. 12-0 first game, 21-5 game two, 15-1 in game three. We are prepping for the College World Series here in town. And where should you spend opening day when you're here? Well, how about the World Series kickoff party at Omaha Design Center? Opening day celebration, outdoor pre-party experience with a live DJ and yard games, which I was watching the, let me try to get the acronym right here, and I know I'm going to miss one letter, but it was the A-something-C. What's the corn, American Cornhole? It's not ACA. I was watching it on ESPN yesterday.
I played bags at my graduation.
I don't know.
Although the what do I call it? The boards were too close together, but.
Oh, yeah, you have to measure those out.
Okay.
Well, you got to walk the steps, man. You gotta
How many
play,
is it?
Got to play. I believe it's 27. Like 27. No, it's 21. Oh, gosh.
That sounds
look it up.
That sounds far.
Cornhole board.
Distance.
Maybe.
So
no, it's 27 feet.
Why were you watching?
Just because it was on before college baseball. It was like 10 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to watch ESPN anymore.
That was the good deal about those games starting. You could get the 11 o'clock slates. And it was wall-to-wall college baseball.
When did it end last night? Did it end at 2 when you went to bed?
It was after 1.
I mean, I was struggling for my buddy who loves to watch LSU. I'm like, man, if they lose to Oregon State, they're going to
be
playing.
They had so many chances to break that open. I was kind of worried when they went to the delay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it could give Oregon State a chance to kind of, you know, and then LSU came right out and went up 5-3, and then Oregon State came back the next inning and made it 5-5. And I was like, ooh,
it was
game
just home
on.
Run after home run in that game. But I was worried. I'm like, dude, you may have to stay up late tonight because Oregon State or LSU is going to be playing right away again.
Penn gave Southern Miss a scare. That went late.
Gosh, I think Southern Miss now rolls it out. I think today they take care of Penn.
Yeah.
I think yesterday was Penn's chance. They missed it. Southern Miss is building off of that ninth inning momentum.
Yeah, it made it seem – it was interesting. I just can't believe how quickly crooked numbers get put up in college baseball. I watched it enough. I shouldn't be surprised, but, I mean, I watched a fantastic – so the elimination game of Carolina and Iowa was sensational.
Man, I was pulling for your boys, though. I was pulling for them because I wanted to see Honeycutt next round. I was still mad that he's been held out for what – people call a lower body
it's
injury.
It's like hockey.
And I'm like, what is this, hockey?
Yeah.
It's
verbatim
of what I said.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are we doing?
And, you know, Horvath didn't play well. They just couldn't get the sticks going. But tell you what, Iowa staff, I mean, they were as good as advertised in that one.
Yeah, very good pitcher. By the way, Thomas Cusera, our guy, good friend of the show.
I didn't realize he was the same person on Twitter.
American Cornhole League.
I figured it out.
ACL. I should know that.
Yeah, ACL.
All right, Thomas, thanks.
I told you the place that Micah played in Des Moines a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you played cornhole out by the hotel.
Had a huge facility where it had the courts, it has an ice rink, and it has cornhole.
It's cool.
Like they were having some championship there. Mm-hmm. And there's some other sport where you like there were just stakes in the ground. So I don't know if it's horseshoes.
Smoke the pole? Oh, how tall were the stakes? Little?
You said tall. That. I was like, I think that's a derogatory
nope.
term.
That is a way to call the game where you put the beer bottle on the top and you throw a frisbee.
Maybe. It was probably chest high, so maybe
yeah.
4.5
was
feet.
Was it a PVC pipe?
Come on, man.
You know those white
the
pipes?
Plastic ones? Yeah. Gosh, I can't remember. But the facility was in it smelled in there. That's I all just, I know for sure. It like that was the one part of the building and the facility is brand new.
I just typed in smoke the pole and Urban Dictionary came up first. You're probably right.
Yeah.
But that is also the name.
You said
of the
it
game.
So casual and I was like, I don't think you can say that.
Maybe that's just a family term.
But like so they had courts 1, 2, 3 on one end.
Does it look like that?
No.
Okay, so it's not that game.
And then you had to walk past this long corridor where the indoor facility is that was kind of carpeted, and you could play pickleball in there. There was cornhole. I mean, the facility was unbelievable.
That's sweet.
It was, and it was huge. And there was a sheet of ice.
Did you lace on the skates?
No, it was there was nobody was using the ice. Hmm. Not a soul. I didn't see it all weekend. But the facility was legit.
Man,
they had
cool.
like kind of these
that's
side
cool.
rooms.
Des Moines?
Yes. Right in Jordan Creek.
Des Moines.
I think it's 69th Street.
Did you go to Zombie Burger when you were up there?
No. But some of the kids walked to Smash. Is it the place where it's the place where you can play pickleball?
Smash, I don't know.
Smash Park? No. Breeze and I didn't. Went to Jethro's Bacon, and that was probably about the extent of anything extravagant. Didn't go anywhere.
Sasha says Polish horseshoes. Is that what you're talking about, maybe?
I have to see it. It looked the facility. It was a monster facility. Had a Hy-Vee logo on it, so I'm sure.
Oh
it's
wait, no, that's another name for this game. The game that I said.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I'm just.
Why is that?
I'm just saying.
Why is
I
that?
Need visuals.
Because you haven't been in my backyard yet.
I don't. Yeah, I don't go outdoors much for those games.
You can come over. We can make smash burgers.
I'm sure I walk past your house.
Plenty of times.
But I don't go that way. I go directly down my street, so I pass Lupe Fiasco.
So you go down your street to the apartments where the pool is, or do you go toward the park?
Toward the park.
Toward the park. And then you walk the park or no?
So basically it's the entrance that you
and
tell
you
me
peek
to go.
Through dude's really nice fence. I'm
surprised
into
the that pool. We have so many pools in our neighborhood.
Sneaky. Blows my mind.
It's sneaky.
I gotta befriend somebody that has a pool.
What's your go-to line?
Hey!
Need a new friend?
Need a swim buddy?
Hey, I noticed there aren't a lot of people out here a lot using the pool.
How about I change
help,
that?
I can help you get your money's worth. Yeah, like, how does that conversation go? I'd look at you and laugh. Tight game, Andrew. Tight game. Tight game.
It's Polish horseshoes. Smoke the pole. Are you serious? I'm dead serious. That's how my family calls it. Senor Double Threat. Thanks for telling me your real name. That's our good friend on YouTube here.
I just didn't seem right.
It's the name that we call it. Like I, you know the what's it called? Horseshoe golf, where it's like stacked, where you get the red and the blue and the
yeah. That's a Jack. That's a Jack Mitchell game.
I believe somebody calls that something different too. I mean, everybody has different names for yard games, really. Like you come up with your own thing, and it's whatever you and your family like to do at the end of the day.
I'm telling you, we didn't do that.
It's Polish horseshoes. I did not know that. I do now.
Is that from Sash?
Don't think I'll ever say that. I don't know who Senor Double.
It doesn't sound right. Is that what it's called?
That's. I looked it up, and it is. Like if you could buy that
no,
game.
Can you say that? Is that PC?
Polish horseshoes
yeah.
or the other one?
I don't think either one of them are, to be honest. But I don't know enough. You weird, right? Hey, by the way, speaking of names and what to call something, all right, have you gotten past that it's not just the first thing you see is at Nebraska football camps, it's Matt Rule camps?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I
have
love
you,
it.
Have you gotten over the – it's weird. It's weird.
I laugh.
It doesn't fit my eye.
I laugh because that is something that you would see the computer generate on a video game. Like they would just make it super simple, just call it
Matt Rule football
Like Matt Rule's football team. Like, that's what you would think you would see if you were playing the computer.
Yeah, I haven't thought
and
about
so,
it.
And so I laughed because Rule always does things that gets talked about.
Yeah,
right?
But it wouldn't be like Texas Longhorns. It wouldn't be like
no
Sarkisian.
But he's drawing
team.
Attention to him being there running the camp.
No, I get
which
it.
Which I think is kind of sneaky, kind of sly. I'm going to guess that he came up with it, or if he was trying to, he probably asked his kids, like, hey, yeah, I don't know.
I do know, as he said, like, he does like being visible. Like, he's mm-hmm. an active participant.
And if you're somebody in Iowa, and you're like, hey, I'm going to Matt Rule's football camp. Well, that, no, that's what it's called, Matt Rule's football camp. Just look at just
and
type so, it in,
and
Matt Rule's
you're building
camp.
In the assumption, you're taking away the assumption of if
that
he'll
he's
be,
not
there,
gonna
there,
be there,
he'll, mm-hmm. he will be there.
Right.
He won't just...
Now, I think the colored shirts are unique. I don't really know what to think about that. You probably know better than me.
I don't know. What are they?
Is
red, gray, and black?
Red, gray, green, and black, I believe.
So I do know in the past they numbered you a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, based on what they thought. So I don't know
if that correlates.
Yeah,
that
I don't know if this is the correlation or not. It may be grade specific. I don't know. I got to ask.
Can we get some of those shirts, though, if we're not a part of the football camp?
I don't think we can just get swag.
Darn it.
It's probably frowned upon.
Dang it!
I know it, right?
Hey, maybe Brady McEwen. Brady Oltman says better swag when we come back.